All right, the Reds, it's Three Strikes. This is the show where we pick three things that are being talked about in the football news world, and we have a chat about them. You've got me, Gareth Roberts, you've got him, Mike Kearney, you've got him, Fuad Hassan, and you've got him, Andy Heaton. And the Three Strikes begin with Arsenal, because everyone is talking about Arsenal, mainly because the shit. And I just thought, well, we'll get stuck into that. It's not the Reds, it's Arsenal. A bit of background on Arsenal. I had a look at the odds earlier on, and Arteta, you won't be surprised to hear, is the favourite of all Premier League managers to get sacked. You can get round about evens on him right now. Second favourite is the Watford manager, Sissoko. You can get 7-1. On him, so there's quite a difference there. Arsenal are 251 to win the Premier League this season. They are 33-1 to go down. To put that into context, Liverpool are 2001 to go down. So far, it's no goals and no points from two Premier League games for Arsenal. That's their worst start to a season in their top flight history. There are some mitigating factors around this. So there's loads of them that have had COVID. They've made Aubameyang captain, and he's seemingly not that arsed, and now they're on about selling him. There's all kinds of madness. We'll get into all this madness. But also as well, Fuad, I just wanted to give you this background also. Arsenal have been shit for ages. You know, this isn't a new thing. So, like, they are where they are right now in the league, and obviously only two games in. But last season, they finished eighth. Season before, they finished eighth. Before that, fifth. Before that, sixth. Before that, fifth. The last season, there's a sort of semi, you know, decent finish, if you like. It's 2016, they finished second. 2015, they finished third. Couple of fourths before that. And a third going all the way back to 2012. That's a long time for a supposedly big club, great club, all the history, big ground in London, all of those things. They've been odd and not doing much for a while.
And you know, just from memory, if you just think about the games they played against us at Anfield alone, they've always felt a lot easier than they should be. You know, the scorelines have been a bit mad. There's been at least 3-4 goals. It's never been a bit of a tight affair. Even, you know, even when, you know, Chelsea weren't too good, they'd come to Anfield when we were, you know, flying, a couple of years ago. And it was a tough game, tight score. It never felt easy. Whereas Arsenal, every year, it's kind of felt quite routine, the victories at Anfield. And going away has been a little bit tougher. But even then, you know, they beat us the season we won the league, didn't we, from two mistakes. But they've just fallen off a complete cliff, and they just lack any direction, I think. You look at the signings, you know, I've seen reports about Willian going on a free. And he was brought in on, like, this massive contract.
Yeah.
I think, like, 350 grand signing on fee, I'm assuming, as well. And, you know, what was the point of that? There's been no contribution there from him. The experienced players at the club don't really feel like the experienced club as you want around with youth coming in, because that's the one thing they have got. They have got youth, and they have got some, you know, promising players. The players they signed this window, I think there's that Belgian under-21s player, I forget his name, who looks good, one for the future. You know, there's loads through their own academy. So that there is that youth there, but the youth's only as good as kind of experience around to kind of guide them to create that blend, and they're completely missing that.